Hey, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mimi and Gracie, and tonight our theme is classical music. So right now we're working on loading the computer so that we can get those tunes fired up and running. Meanwhile, yeah, all right, well, let's go. What do we have up first? Oh, just kidding. That's all right. So, anyway, I'm really excited about tonight because this is kind of my thing. Like, I think I literally listen to classical music just as much as I listen to any other type of music, really. Probably more. I'm kind of a nerd in that way. So this is kind of my night. Next week, we're going to have 80s music. So that's kind of Gracie's night, which kind of shows that Gracie's about a billion times cooler than me. But that's cool. So yes, and Spotify is still not loading. We're doing okay though. I'm still here, I'm talking. We're almost there, Gracie said. I'm waiting for the thumbs up. Okay, we're good? All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
It is nice to be on a mic.
That was a little bit of a hectic beginning to our show.
It was.
We made it. What was that, Gracie?
That was Act One, The Waltz of the Snowflakes.
And from The Nutcracker.
From The Nutcracker, yeah. This was... So Mimi and I, like, I would say we have very similar music tastes, but we have, like, a few things that, like, you know, we both have very specific tastes of. So Mimi's definitely really into classical music, and I like classical music but don't know any names. So when we decided to do a classical show, I was like, the one thing I listen to is The Nutcracker, so that is my contribution. So that's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, God. And this is, like, this is your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you danced in The Nutcracker, did you not? Oh, we're getting a phone call.
Oh, it's my sister.
Oh, no, I don't know how to do this. Okay, hold on. Yep, so anyway, we're going to play the next song while we figure out this phone call thing.
Right.
Please enjoy as we play some Debussy. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, we're back. So, what was that?
Dvorak.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And before that, we had Rachmaninoff, which always kind of like sadly reminds me of like Kim, because his first name is Sergey, you know? Like my good friend Sergey Kryatov, my chem professor who... Yeah.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah. He was a good friend. If good friends are defined as people that like to see you in pain.
Yeah. Good
friends
as enemies.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, I mean, but what are you doing right now?
I have an econ test tomorrow, so I'm doing my econ lab.
Gracie.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks, baby.
You're such a good econ person. Do you need this for your major?
I'm debating minoring in econ.
Got it. So many possible minors and majors and...
So many paths that I could choose to go down.
So tough, so quirky. Okay, so anyway... What do we have coming up next?
We have Stravinsky.
Yeah.
The Firebird Suite.
Oh my gosh, this is what we went to go see our good friend Jay play. Do you remember this? Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, no, she's really talented. She's in the Tufts, every type of orchestra that we have. Yeah. Actually, like literally every single type.
Yeah.
And then she played this and it's pretty good. So anyway, here it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a long one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long one, but it was a goodie.
Definitely.
A longy but a goodie.
A longy but a goodie. So I was just reading about the clowns that are going around.
They terrify me.
So scary. But here's what I want to ask you is, do you think this is just like some joke? Okay, either.
Has there been any like reportings of like the clowns doing anything like actually scary or just like standing there?
So like apparently it started with like in South Carolina and they were like, oh, there are these clowns like walking around trying to lure kids into the woods, which that's a little bit sketchy. But I don't know if they're like doing anything.
Cause like everything, like I've heard about so many clown like sightings, but no like clown attacks.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. The other thing was I heard some dude who's like apparently an expert on scary clowns was talking about how like we can get into this thing where we like start imagining clowns.
Oh my God.
Because we like are so scared of it. Do you think these are like real clowns or do you think people are just imagining these things?
I feel like 9 out of 10 people see the clowns.
Okay. And maybe there's that 1 out of 10.
Who's like, oh wow, I'm just so scared I'm gonna see a clown.
Although, okay, so here, I actually, now that I think back on it, I was reading about like people that were getting attacked by supposed clowns. Like women like getting attacked coming out of a laundromat.
See, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I know, that's really scary. No. That's not okay.
That's true.
That's actually so scary. That's my biggest nightmare, actually. Mm-hmm. Is that, well, what is that in your top 10 of, like, scariest things for you or not really?
Like a clown attacking me? I just think, like, people attacking you would be scary, and clowns are also scary, so, like, a clown attacking me?
No, that's just so scary.
Okay, now I'm, like, worried we're going to see one on our way, on our walk back to the room.
Okay,
so
we can
stop talking about
No clowns. Anyway, happy things, on the other hand, I can't think of any, but speaking of people getting attacked.
Yeah, Kim, our girl.
Kim, our good friend Kim was robbed the other day.
I honestly, the more I think about it, the more I feel really bad for her.
That's very terrifying. It was scary.
Yeah.
No, I was reading about it and like the concierge literally came into her room, like handcuffed. And, like, the guy had a gun to his head.
Oh, my God. She must have thought she was going to die.
No, yeah. I mean, it said that in the article that I read, it said that she whispered to the concierge, like, do you think we're going to die?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so scary?
That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. And, like, her security guard wasn't there because he was, like, with her sisters. Like, just everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
My friend was at a concert where Kanye was performing, and literally he left in the middle and was like, he stopped his song, like mid-song, and was like, sorry guys, family emergency, and left the stage because he heard about it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
But honestly, like, that doesn't surprise me. Kanye is such a good family man, so.
He is. At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. He is so here for Kim, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, he totally is.
And, like, North.
He took Drake's advice and kept the family close, you know?
Such a true
story. Okay, well.
On a different note, Vivaldi.
Vivaldi! Four Seasons?
Yes.
Yay! Okay, that is what's coming up.
Thank you.
We're coming to the end of our show.
Yes.
So usually what we do is we sign off with a tweet by our
good friend Kanye.
Yeah. Well, not so good friend right now.
Yeah, he's a little bit of an enemy because he's not tweeting, but we'll talk about it later. It's fine.
Yeah, he hasn't quite tweeted since September 16th.
Does he know we have a radio show?
He doesn't care about us.
I think he does. I like to think that Kanye cares about me.
Yeah, no, he
like,
is one
of our...
Like,
if Kanye met me, like, he'd be like, oh, like, that's a cool chick. And I'd be like, thanks, Kanye.
I think so, too. I think he'd say that about you.
Thanks.
So, yeah, I guess that's really... We can't sign off with a Kanye tweet.
Tune in next week for some funky 80s beats.
Yeah, thanks for listening tonight. I hope you didn't fall asleep. Because those are some really chill, calming songs.
At 1 in the morning, yeah, for sure.
But we really appreciate you tuning in. I hope to see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.